apologize.
You're closer than most.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. Thank you everybody for being here. Again, for the minutes, we will stew on those here in a few minutes. But I wanted to open by sharing with you this beautiful lei that I'm wearing here. That we got yesterday.
Is it complete?
Yes.
In its natural state.
Natural state, not painted.
It's not painted brown.
Yes.
Dark
or a sharp
color.
Or with flowers on it.
And that makes it better.
And where's it?
Who gave it to you?
Hayden Alu.
Nice.
So they always do it at all the races. They present it to the presidents of the club. And so I wanted to share with all of us because it's all about us. So that's why I'm wearing it tonight.
Did the Hawaiians bring it over?
Well, we have to pass. The Hawaiians did bring it over for the RJ race slaves. Those were imported.
They could have come from Tahiti.
They'll check in a moment.
Are you checking in with us, Dave?
Huh?
Are you checking in with us?
Checking in?
He was talking to you.
He was texting me.
Oh.
Yes, I'll be right there, honey. Okay, let's approve the June minutes, or let's comment on them.
I didn't know that the red OC1 is damaged again.
It is not.
So what?
Right, Dwayne?
It was, but it's
fixed.
Been
yeah,
fixed.
Since
so what,
then.
What happened to it?
Rudder.
Oh.
Got cracked.
Rudder cracked? And no one reported it?
Nope.
That's a bummer.
It probably got dropped on the rudder. The post was loose and the...
Right.
It got reported by somebody else, but not...
Oh, that somebody else went to use it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really
good. I was wondering if we, in light of what was talked about earlier about not having a safety report on 4B, where it discusses or it mentions an incident, do we want to scratch that?
I don't know how that works, but
so,
since we weren't
well,
going to mention incident?
Different.
Okay.
So the safety report, my issue was that it was very subjective. This was about whether or not, this was an incident that does need to be reported, but it's not on a safety report, it's on an incident report.
And so that's now in the binder?
Yeah, I have.
I drafted it that day for the next, you know, it's fresh, and just sat in my house, so anyway, I thought
okay.
I put it in the binder, so there it is.
So future incidents, though, don't come here?
They don't need to come here.
Got it.
They get put into the binder,
yeah.
And if it's something that the board needs to address or be aware of, then we can do that.
Because I have a lot of others, so I'll just leave it and discuss it with you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Can I just ask, I wasn't here, so I really shouldn't take the time, but I see the OC2 knobs are missing and the lockbox and the small boat is gone.
Somebody reported last meeting that the lock was missing. It was there. It wasn't on. It was sitting
on
the deck with stuff over the top of it. So it's all back together. Knobs were missing. There were backups in the box anyway. I ordered two more, and we have backups again, and all the knobs are on.
That's really bad. Because people are using the club. This is like going back years. This is what we used to deal with. And people need to report this. If they drop a knob, then they need to replace it. I think this is pretty pathetic.
Those knobs do float.
I dropped one a long time ago. No, I didn't know that.
And so Chloe and I discovered that because
the
wells
used to sink.
We were taking them apart in the canoe, and the wells were full because there's no drains in those
right,
flood wells.
Right.
And so Chloe took it out, and she stuck it in, and I said, "Be very careful; they don't float." And I was working over here, and she says, "They're floating." So they were bobbing in the little wells. Maybe they don't all float, but
do you remember if they were black ones or white ones?
I don't.
Because the white or gray ones do not float.
Okay.
Okay, right.
Black
so
ones is what I get from Hookie. Maybe they float, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. That's just nice to see.
I guess there's no way you can kind of, like on cars that have the gas cap that is attached to the car.
Capture
it.
You might be able to figure out something. Yeah.
But a lot of people ask about, let's get another boat, let's do more small boats. I'm like, yeah, no. No, we have three, and that's high maintenance.
Yeah, well, a few years ago, some of you who have been on the board a long time know this was an ongoing issue. And at one time we talked about not even having the small bits because of this. Because people are not responsible.
No, no.
People need to be responsible. If you break something, you spend the money and you fix it, or you report it, you know.
And some people do. You know, we have had people.
Yeah. Yeah. Ned came up with $480 or whatever, right?
Yeah, Forrest came up with $900.
Yeah.
Wow. But he was good,
right.
So that he deserved it.
Yeah.
But he had extenuating circumstances that led to that.
Can I just say, as a coach, when the time comes up again, we may want to reevaluate having the small boats. I think that over the years, we've seen Okalani do really well. And they're doing well because they all have their own small boats. And they all practice on them, and they have designated practice dates, only small boats. I think that's, in terms of racing, that's what's going to push us beyond where we are right now. And having the club small boats allows for people to, oh, maybe I'll just use the club boat, and they never get their own boat. And it's never a commitment.
But doesn't Oklahoma have much better storage and rates for storing? I mean, maybe when we get moved, if that's still in the future.
I think that's a bit of a deterrent.
It's
not normal, but I would agree. It's a bit of a deterrent. I mean, I had my name on that list for a long time, and I had my guy never came to the top. It's like, it's frustrating for people.
But are you requesting only under the bridge?
No, I requested.
I've been at EDOC. I've been at ADOC.
Yeah. So.
OC1s are only allowed at HFDOC.
That wasn't the case anymore.
But I don't disagree. I mean, when I went to that one board meeting, they all said, you know what, we're getting rid of the club one-man boats. From a management standpoint, just too much to manage and risk.
And damage
and this and that. And
also
or maybe you could restrict it, but that seemed a little unfair too.
On the other hand, they're getting a lot of use.
We got the juniors out.
I took the juniors out. So
2 weeks in a row, junior staff.
That's right, 2 weeks in a row.
And they do get a lot of use.
And a lot of people just can't afford it. You know?
If we come up to an $800 repair on one of them, then we can have that discussion. But that was a $300 rudder. Are they 300 or 200?
No, it wasn't that much. 125, something like that.
So, if the dollars go up, we can.
And you know what? What you just said is true. For the OC6 as well, and the shed, and the dollies, and everything, right? Radios, dry bags, we're going to talk about all that. But it's not just small boats that people don't report problems on.
Okay. Any comments on the minutes? Anybody want to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Anybody want
a second.
Motion passes. Minutes are approved for June. There was no meeting in July, if you know. Let's vote. Yeah,
well, everybody needs to go.
Okay, who all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstain?
I abstain because I haven't read them.
That's way more.
Sorry, I'm so sorry that we're late. I trust all of the
questions.
But we trust
my
you, so
intention
that's okay.
Was,
as long as enough
people
know.
I went by the recording.
No, you can still read it.
Okay.
All
right.
So let's go to kudos. Let's just go. We'll start right here.
Everybody involved at Shared Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Too many to name.
Ditto. Shared Adventures, awesome.
I'm going to Teresa and Yoko for sorting out all this financial stuff for the. It's been a huge amount of work.
Yes.
Huge amount of work, and she didn't ask to take that on when she took the role. That's a lot of work. And Yoko didn't have to help us. She pitched in.
She's done a lot.
So that's mine.
Leslie for coordinating sprints. And then Kay and Blaine for taking the lead on taking camp. And all the club members have been showing up to help me seek pulse with KT.
Have you done that, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's why we won on Saturday.
Kick again.
Thank you for the sequels,
Kay.
Kudos to Pam and Kay's crew yesterday for having a slightly difficult situation towards the end or after the race that we all discussed, and of course we're open to discussing it. So thank you for doing that.
I want to thank Gail for registering crews all the time. Good job.
I have three, so I'll be quick. One, Teresa, thank you for establishing and finding the solution to sharing of a club speed coach between men and women racers. Appreciate that. To Kat Heron for providing housing to Micah so that he can save money for graduate school, and I guess he also received a scholarship from the NCOCA, which is awesome. I don't know how his name got there, but thank you to whoever put that there for him. And then also to Lori Chavez, who helped establish the community board that we have. Amy Colbert put in a request to me for housing for a Japanese exchange student, and one of our members is going to do that for us. So our community is working together. We're taking care of each other.
So I thank Dwayne for helping with KP Camp, and to everyone who helped this week. And last weekend, this coming week.
I want to thank Ty and Dave and Kyle for all the children you've been doing. Spend a lot of time. For boats that went on the amazing.
That's friends.
That's friends.
To all the guys that were there on last Tuesday helping the dad and the mentally ill kid that was on the shoal area next to Alda. So it was pretty impressive to see people go into action. There was, as soon as we launched the canoes, there was screening across by the shoal that's over by Aldo's, on which there was a dad holding down his son. He obviously had mental issues, and so all we had four or five guys holding him down because he obviously wanted to get up and most likely would have got more injured than that, so we were there to help the dad pull him down. We called Harbor Master immediately. Fire department came, ambulance came, and everything. And we spent about 25 minutes there with him, and we calmed down, got up, and walked up. So, but yeah, they're very thankful for our help. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had John Alexa as a guest paddler. Firefighter Monterey?
Yeah, fire.
So he was there right on the scene.
Yeah.
And so I was leaving with Mike and me, we're kind of done dealing with it, and this boat came ripping around the jetty, just came screaming it right at me. I thought of that story that one of you guys had shared about the boat that almost took you out.
Yeah.
I was like, is this guy going to take me out right here? What's going on? It was the Coast Guard. They had launched their dinghy off their cutter that was parked at the government buoy. Four guys were in it, but they came smoking around that jetty, flying right into the harbor. Like, whoa! And they came right on scene, too. Gail, so same as Pam said, Gail, for registering crews. I mean, any of y'all been doing that is the craziest thing that ever happened. I don't know about the long distance, I'm not there with you, but the sprints.
Sprints?
It is an event. It is a total event, and it goes on for multiple times during the day. So
it goes all day.
All day.
And week.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, and all week. Yes,
yeah.
So. Leslie, thank you.
Thank you for that, Gil. Okay, Teresa.
Okay, so for going on the report, just to give you guys an update on all of our issues. So we've got three separate things going on right now. One was, you know, the corporate status being suspended, which we turned into paperwork on that earlier this year, and it's on hold right now because of other things. The second issue was I mentioned at the last board meeting where we got a bill from the IRS for paying our filing taxes late last year, a bill for $2,600, I believe, somewhere around that. So after researching it, I found out what happened is last year we filed an extension for our taxes, and we never filed. We just didn't. Yeah, so earlier this year, we thought we filed an amended return, not realizing that was actually our first return for last year. So that's why we got the bill. The week leading up to my vacation, I wrote a letter and put a package together of an abatement request that I sent off to the IRS, and I got a response saying they need an additional 60 days to consider if they're going to waive that fee or if we have to pay. So we're still waiting on that. So the third problem is the reason our corporate status, like our Reviver is on hold is because we found out that in 2013 our California tax exempt status was revoked. This was the first I heard of it.
2013.
In 2013 is when it was revoked. That was the first that any of us heard of it.
The 501c3?
No, that's
federal.
That's
federal. This is our California state tax exempt. So we have to fill out a different form. There was one of the many forms we had to fill out in our Reviver was a 3500A, which was a short form for just filling it out, but since we had our status revoked, we couldn't use that form. So now we have to get our tax exempt status back with the state of California. Then our Reviver can proceed. So
we have to apply for the tax exempt status again.
Apply to have it reinstated. So I worked on that over 4th of July, and then basically since then it's been in numbers for 2017 must be verified because our Yoko and our CPA haven't finished 2017 taxes yet. So until they verify those numbers, we can't actually submit the form that I did. So Yoko's meeting with the CPA tomorrow, and they're going to finalize 2017 numbers so that we can submit that form, and then hopefully our Reviver will get in motion. So it's been a lot of work. And Yoko currently has the laptop right now, so if anyone has questions on the numbers, I'm going to be going from memory, not from QuickBooks, because she's got that right now.
So, Teresa,
yeah.
I had a hard time following everything, especially like when you submitted what, like the abatement and the Reviver,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering if you could give me like a little paragraph, a little
yeah,
blurb.
I can send you kind
that
of
would help
the
me
details.
With the minutes, because I'm
yeah.
already lost.
It's fine. I'm a little lost.
Thanks. So, just to clarify, the abatement was submitted in June. Is
yes.
that right?
I actually had my mom mail it while I was on vacation,
okay.
certified because the post office was
and you
closed.
Talked about it in the last meeting.
Yes.
Meeting. Okay.
Yeah. So that went out, and so.
Okay. And the Reviver, is that another form?
The Reviver was a full packet
it's
of a lot of different
Reviver,
forms,
yeah. okay.
and we originally did that in. February?
No, there's four different packages.
Oh,
four different instances.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
of
different
February.
For different years that
got
we're missing.
Back
okay.
Because we weren't.
And
you know,
the tax exempt status was revoked in 2013.
Only
yes.
for the state.
Only for
state.
The state. Our federal, we should be good. We haven't heard anything from federal. The only so all of our issues are the state except for the late the fee for
okay.
filing late. That's the only federal.
Fee
got.
For filing late in 2016.
Which was which
okay.
was the abatement.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So what was the reason we lost our California status? What did we do wrong?
No clue. They didn't tell us, and since it was 2013. So here's another issue. There was some form that supposedly we got that we never got, and I suspect it went to Tony Francis's home. Because Tony contacted info@ and said, I got a form, what should I do with it? And you told him to send it to the P.O. box. I never got it. I emailed Tony and he said, oh, I mailed it 3 weeks ago. So maybe he's got the wrong P.O. box address, but apparently the tax-exempt division of the state has the wrong address for us. So we have no idea why or when. I called them on the phone, and the only information they gave me was, yes, it was revoked in 2013, and yes, the 3500 form is what you need to do, and no, that's the only, there's nothing else, just that form.
But keeping in mind, for many years, there's never been any state tax return filed, and it's probably likely that's the reason why.
I
there was no,
it's
there was
state.
No.
We were filing
now that,
we stopped filing the state in 2011.
Now that said, we also didn't file. We did file because I looked all this. You can look most of it online. Bob filed statement of information, and you know they accepted that. But it's like you know dealing with any government agency. You get the Secretary of State, and then you get the Department of Revenue. And on top of this, they split, maybe you're aware of this, but they split up the two tax agencies last year. So you used to have one, right? You pay like sales tax and your income tax. Well, now it's two different groups. And it's a bit of a nightmare. So I would, you know, I made this recommendation before, but I think I know somebody had to do a Reviver before, and they went out to Sacramento, and they filed out the forms and ran around for a whole day, but they got it done in a day.
Well, I'm driving to Sacramento on Friday too for the Rock Demon since my family's here. So we can, if we want to, instead when our driver's ready, if I have 35 minutes ready, if you want, we can drive it up on Friday to Sac if they're open on Fridays. Think about it.
No, that sounds great. The problem is, if we would have done that a month ago, we would have gone there within 35 minutes a day.
Yep. But if I'm driving to Sacramento anyway, it's one of those things of we'll get a quicker response if no, this is wrong. But think about it.
So is this another reviver?
It's
yeah. We did it. The first one got rejected.
It got rejected. Because
okay.
We filled out the wrong form for the tax exempt status. So
okay.
This is a multi-level process that's
okay.
Very complicated.
I'm just trying to clarify it and simplify it
yeah.
For the minutes,
I'll,
and that's
I
why I'm asking these questions.
What I can do is I can send out, even just to the board, just here's what we've done and here's where we stand.
Okay.
Because it's really complicated.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
From my view, there were a lot of things we weren't aware of, which was why some of this was rejected. We weren't
yeah.
aware of the status.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't aware that nothing had been filed. We weren't aware that last year, so there's all this stuff that needed to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
The bad part is really the status of the corporation was suspended. And that's really the most serious thing that we need to remedy as fast as. Tax issues, those are fixable, but the reviver thing, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
That can be a serious, and they've kind of dragged it out because sending us back the thing saying, no, we're not gonna take this, we're not gonna accept it, you need a new form. So I really feel that we should be making this a really high priority to get
yeah.
it
resolved. So we're gonna have it should be done tomorrow, and I'm also going to talk to them to try to confirm what addresses they have, because somebody's sending to Tony Francis's address, and we don't know, and we never got what Tony bought.
Yeah.
It never got to us, so.
Yeah.
And so I was the treasurer up through the end of 2012 for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get anything forwarded to me from Tony Francis back then, and he had been the primary contact prior to that, so I think a lot of things are going missing because
yeah.
of these address
yeah.
issues.
This is the first I've heard of a document not coming to our PO box, because the IRS and the state have both been sending things to our PO box.
Oh.
So this...
So why
there's so many... There's sub-agencies. So I think the tax-exempt division of FTB,
mm-hmm.
FTB as a whole has our PO box, but the tax-exempt division within them, I think, has Tony's address, because nobody's dealt with them since Tony was our president. I suspect. That's just a theory.
We never filed any tax forms
yeah.
after 2013, which is why that's never
yeah.
filed any state tax.
I'm sure that's why we lost our tax exempt status.
But
so,
it is what it is. We just got to fix
yeah,
it.
Okay.
And
but I wanted to at least give the board an idea of what's been happening, just so you're aware. So I know I'm already over my 10 minutes, so I'll try to go really fast through the report now.
And that reviver binder is in the shed. Anybody wants to
I might pick it up tonight just so I can give you guys the rundown of what's happened. But
and again, you guys have done a huge amount of work trying
yeah.
to fix all this.
Thank
I just,
you.
I just, you know,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
and it's a nightmare.
My brain's hurting me already.
I wouldn't want this for my business.
You should have heard me the week back to vacation trying to pack for vacation, deal with that one sprint, and then the abatement. I was
yeah.
just not a whole
Let's see what
long
we can do to get it fixed.
Okay, so as of right now, we have 174 paid members, 49 rec, 104 racers, 21 juniors. We've gotten so far one crew payment for the MBX, so we're already bringing that in. I don't know what club or anything. The address was Ventura, so I don't know if it was the person's mailing address is Ventura and they're local, or if it was a Ventura crew. Louisa Sullivan, I don't know if anyone knows that person.
I do.
You know? Okay.
I know Louisa.
All right, so that's our one MBX crew.
Another one just came in like today. I don't know if you saw that email.
I have gotten nothing from PayPal for payments.
I think they asked in the email, do you do Venmo? If not, I'll send you a check. So they haven't sent their money yet.
Okay, great. Okay, so then Keiki Camp, we have brought in some money. We've got $1,700 that I've deposited. I've got two more checks in my hand that I haven't deposited, one more check of two payments that I haven't received yet. Everything's in the box.
Did you get the cash from that was in the box?
I haven't seen any cash in the box, but I don't know when it was dropped off.
I sent you an email. You an email a couple of days ago. One of the Keiki camp moms paid in cash. I saw her put it in the box.
Okay,
actually,
I don't know that I got your email, but I'll look. And I haven't checked the box since Wednesday night.
Is that someone's mom?
No, that was Manu's mom.
Oh, I thought she had a check. Okay.
It's cash.
So,
yeah, there's a lot of cash.
So, like, for membership dues, we're pretty close to what we had budgeted. We're a little low, but generally, end of year, we get a lot of people paying for the following year. So,
what's the breakdown again, Lisa?
For
memberships?
Oh, it's on this spreadsheet here.
Oh, okay. I'll just...
So, it's on the top column.
Okay. I'll put it in the minutes just so that it's a reference for folks that read the minutes.
And so, basically, since the last meeting, we haven't had too many big expenses. It's mostly been race fees and some commute repairs. And currently, right now, for the race fees, as we say, we want to break even on that. We kind of want to charge people exactly what we're paying. As of right now, we're actually about in the red by $13, but 400 of those dollars we paid for Lilio, and I haven't actually deposited any of the money from the women doing Lilio yet. But, we also, I never got a bill for the insurance for the rig run. Do you know anything about that, or who to contact? Maybe we'll talk offline about that.
Yes.
But we were supposed to get paid $360 for insurance for those, and we never
actually
got that.
You're supposed to get a bill from the NCAC.
Okay,
yeah,
I've yet to see it, so I'll follow up on that.
They pay it for all of us, and then
we reimburse them.
But
so
it's been a while, so I'll follow up.
And maybe
Linda's
actually, Linda's the one, and she's been into meeting, maybe she's just has kind of put all this stuff aside.
Okay.
Other note is yesterday I had an issue that our races are supposed to be $25 of course instead of $20, but when I went to pay they told me I owed $210 and I said but the NCOC on the website when I registered it tallies it for me at the end, tells me how much I owe. And I said, you guys would have to work that out amongst yourselves because I guess there's two other clubs that have been offer that tally. And I didn't look at the race thing to see if it was $150 a crew. I should probably go back and just see if it was listed on there because I don't remember ever seeing that. But we might have to pay $80, $210. But I told them they have to deal with it and see us on that. I can't.
Yeah, so that's another issue. We're waiting for them to get back to us on that one. So, and also one of the towing charges for the last regatta, I haven't reimbursed Kai for yet. So we're actually a little bit in the negative overall, but we did tow without charging anybody two times for sprints as kind of our contribution to NCOCA. So we expect to be a little negative right now for the race fees. Right now, we in theory have $12,797 in our checking account. There's a few checks that haven't cleared yet.
In theory.
But we have a few checks that haven't cleared. Actually, KKI, none of the checks I've sent them, either for the Hoba'a or for giving them a donation for the pig run, they haven't cashed any of them, so I need to follow up with them because the Hoba'a was a while ago. That was a lot of money. So anyway, we have $12,797 in our checking, and we have $10,100 in our savings. But also keep in mind that $1,000 of that is a loan from the Creamsicle fundraiser. So we owe one of our paddlers $1,000. That's really the important stuff. When you look at the balance sheet, some of the assets, the Yoko's also to now working on reassessing them and seeing if anything needs to be depreciated, so those might change between now and the next meeting. So does anybody have any questions about this?
Club store.
Yeah.
Really, we made $3,000 on only $861 in? How is that possible? That's awesome if it's true, but how is that possible?
Some of it is buildup because Rita would give me like months at a time or PayPal. I would only PayPal sometimes. I just leave the money in for a while and then I'll do a mass transfer.
Okay.
So a lot of that is a big buildup of things. And
so we probably don't have the expenses that were associated with that.
Yes, and I have a note here on reimbursement
right.
of progress for Club Store, because
expense
Ty just gave me a bill for $900 for a bunch of Club Store stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the Club Store is a little skewed also. It's we owe more than what this reflects. There's a few bills that are yet to be paid.
There was also inventory that was already in there, so it's on the asset.
Yes, that's the other thing.
Sheet.
The I need to get with Rita to adjust the asset as the Club Store. The inventory is not right on that, and that's something I need to work with Rita on. Any other questions on this? Anybody want to approve this?
Make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Treasurer's report is approved. Thank you, Teresa.
Would you like to see you in, Bob?
Ooh. Hello, Bob.
How's it going?
Welcome.
Dwayne. Ty.
Good afternoon.
Okay, so shed security. I guess let's just have a discussion about it. I think we all know what the deal is, right? Anybody got any thoughts?
Yeah, retinal scanners.
Nanny cam. Anybody got a nanny cam to put in there?
So we agreed to change the lock and change the combo.
Yeah, then some info came in that it might be somebody that would have a combo. So I was holding off until we got more info on that. If any.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the suspicion, right? But if you change the combo and then you give it to a smaller group of people, I mean, eventually it'll dissipate a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to blast it out to the OSC list.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, the OSC list includes all people, even past members, or
no.
Do you have a list that's only current?
The email list is only current paid members.
Okay.
It's hard to imagine keeping that locked to a narrow...
Yeah, see how that
narrow
works.
Audience.
We can start it for a while, and then it'll... Organically, it'll get out. I'm just saying that right now... If you don't change it, everybody knows. The people who are here, people who are not here, people that paddle with us, people that don't.
Kids know it.
Kids know it.
So is it necessary then that the more expensive items be housed elsewhere? Like, you know, the coaches hold on to the dry bags?
I can't see
how
it
works.
How
are we
going to... Who's
going?
Yeah,
I would just change it. We can all deal with it. Yeah, we're all adults.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
if
what
if
I
we change it and then we still disappear, then that does give us evidence.
Every
3 months,
and then it starts to be board members and coaches.
Literally, I would say
just
change today.
Locks,
and
locks. New lock is in there with
the
a new combo.
I'm going to be here with the women tomorrow.
Okay, so
yeah.
Lock is in there.
Years.
I'll change it on my way out. The combo is
yeah.
2018.
And think about it. The only people that, you know, ideally, if you're taking one boat, there's somebody who can steer. Taking two, there's two people that can steer. So you could start with board members and steers people. Because anybody else doesn't really need it.
So board members,
we
coaches,
we open it
steers
at the beginning
people.
Of each program start, and then we make sure we close it when everything's in, or
yeah, because no one else.
So
can close
a limited
it without
number
combo.
Of people know the combo.
Unless we get a different lock where you close it without the combo.
Well, so the dry bag and the radio, right? That was what
almost all of our dry bags are gone,
yeah.
And
first aid
like
kit.
Four radios, first
oh,
aid
four
kit.
Radios.
There's a list here, right? It went out. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's
right?
A lot.
And so,
is
I mean,
is that different than what you've sent out, just like put in the minutes, or is that the same as what you've sent?
It's the same. This is this ticket thing that I'm going to talk about next.
Okay.
Everything's been put in this thing. But yeah, the email that I sent out before is pretty much it.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the minutes.
The Mirage cover.
Except for another radio.
The
died.
One died, yeah.
But we
so, I mean, I didn't want to, like, okay, let's put this new lock on there, send the combo out, and then everything gets stolen again, right? So I thought we'd have this conversation to decide, like, okay, how do we approach this? And it sounds like we're going to change the lock right now. People in this room know the new combo 2018. I'll send it to the Steers people list. That should have all coaches, right? Yeah.
2018, that's the combination?
That's what it is now. Change it to whatever you want.
I'm sorry. I've picked many a lock in my day. No.
So, how about also a sign of sorts that raises the awareness that there's thievery in the shed, don't store anything valuable there. I don't know if we can say it's under surveillance or, you know, anyway, just a
fish camera with
So I did check with the harbor, right? They don't have cameras that cover that area.
Yeah.
And they said they would beef up security.
Nobody's lost anything personal.
Well, Dwayne sent out an email basically saying there's all this stuff that's missing. It went to everybody. And if you have it,
return it.
And it didn't get returned. And that, so now everybody knows. There's, so we could send out another email. Stuff has gone missing. Don't keep, you know. I wouldn't put a sign. I'd send an email out to everybody.
Just in case.
A sign's just
somebody outside the club.
It could be somebody outside the club or somebody that doesn't have those anymore. It could be, you know.
All right.
It's weird why people steal things. I don't get it, but.
Let's change the lock. Let's distribute it to the steerers and the coach. And you don't want 2018, what do you want?
That's too obvious.
Okay.
8102.
What?
Oh, God. 1729. Random number. Yes, no?
Oh,
yeah, we've got to go.
We'll eventually memorize it. 1729 works. Let's just do it.
1729 works.
It's random. It doesn't mean anything. I think that's the other thing. We had, like, we were using dates.
Grandpa's great-grandpa's.
1729.
Okay, 1729, we're going to change it. You're going to distribute it. Great, thank you.
And how often are you going to change it
as needed.
From this? Okay.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
1729 days.
And just remind Steers Crew people not to share it with whomever else.
Yeah,
using their boat or whatever.
We're often one of the first people that show up, so we can just unlock it, and then
it's a problem number, probably. But
yeah.
So you're gonna let Steers people, coaches, and board members know, or just okay?
That's what I have here: board members and Steers, and that'll cover coaches. Right?
So do we want to do audits?
Audits of what's in there?
Yeah, I mean the stuff that we're the valuable stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so did it all disappear at once?
No,
it was just like
it was like over. It was all within like a month.
Yeah.
So can we just let everyone know that the lock is being, the combo is being changed, and that only these people know, and that there's a camera in the shed now? That's what I'm saying.
I don't think we
can
let anybody know.
Well, people.
No, I think you need to know why they changed it. Why? I think you need to tell them. Stuff's missing.
People are asking me all the time how to open it. They have no clue. Even if you give them the number, they still want to figure it out.
Yeah, it's not that. I'm saying, do we need to send it? She's asking, do we need to send out a message? We changed the lock. Here's why we changed the lock. And here's the people who are going to have the combination and only those people.
Yeah,
out.
We need
and
to
hopefully,
do that.
Hopefully, we won't find any more stuff missing. But that goes with the message of, don't keep anything in there. You don't want to go missing because there's been, obviously, things that have gone missing.
And there's a nanny cam.
Even
we
say trackers. That? We're going to put tracker GPS trackers.
Just say the harbor is putting security cameras up.
All right.
They don't need to know. That
it's
harbor.
I'll send the email out.
Okay. You're going to send that to the OSC list, right? Just the notice part, right?
And it's
okay.
A deterrent.
Without the combo.
Yeah, without the combo.
We're watching.
You're
going
to send the combo
to
the designated
board and Steers. All right.
Great.
And I have to change the combo.
When does that go live?
Today.
There's a little dinky tool that you need to jam in there to change, which I didn't bring with me. So
tomorrow
I'll be at KK Camp. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Great. Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, so now what about all that stuff? What
radios
are we gonna do?
Definitely need to be replaced.
Oh,
yes.
The first aid kit's been replaced already.
Well, did you see what's on the side?
That
it's Save Our Shores.
Oh, yeah.
Not even ours. Yeah, we had no dry bags and almost nothing for KK Camp because it was all what was left was taken to the race, which is fine.
So
it's
we had
like,
to go to the small boat dock, and that only had one radio that worked.
Yeah, to reiterate what Pam said, what we found over there was one radio, the battery clip was broken, and the battery was off. People have seen that. and no one said a word. A PFD, CO2 cartridge deployed.
Really?
People have seen that. Nobody said a word. So, Ty, another email. I already said this a month ago or something. Hey, please report stuff. It's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we, you know, step it up to presidential status, maybe something will happen.
Oh,
probably not.
I can see
it's more like, oh, there's an email from Ty.
There it is. They're all going to just listen. And it'll
truth.
Be cured.
Such power.
So do we have the money to replace this stuff?
Well, the radios have to be.
Yeah.
Dry bags.
Stuff has to be. We have
what's
to have
the
money.
You know, we have a bunch of dry bags in the trailer right now if you're missing them from today.
Well, there's only three left
there
right now.
Three.
So.
Because those got taken to the race.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there.
Three.
Yeah.
From seven or eight?
Seven.
Who wants a dry bag?
People that
it's
own
got
C1s.
A face
yeah,
mask
that's
in
so
it.
I think people that own C1s would want one, right?
No.
Well,
I still don't think it was a paddler. I think it was just somebody who's stealing stuff.
We need not to leave the dry bags in the canoes after practice.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
yes.
has happened.
Every time
unlimited.
I go to a canoe that you've used,
yes, there's been a dry bag in there.
Yes.
It's it's possible they got taken out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are possible.
No,
not
the ones that are other stuff too.
They're pretty lazy.
So, of the missing items, are we replacing radios and dry bags? What else are we replacing? And how many are replacing? And what's the estimate?
Well, we need at least
yeah.
what seven
one for each boat
or eight.
Well, that's
seven.
A good question.
Seven.
We need at least as many as we can tow, right? Minimum.
Six.
So at least six. And the more we can afford, the better. We should a maximum of as many canoes as we have. Somewhere in between those two numbers.
How much does it cost per radio, Dwayne?
$170 per radio.
Holy.
Hey, if we're going to put that amount of money into buying new radios and bags, then we're looking at over probably $2,000, right?
It's probably getting up there, yeah.
Can we just... coaches were always there at practice. People that do responsible for keiki or rec paddle, you can, I would say just talk to Rich. He can frame out, you know, where we actually keep the radio bags. You can make a real quick frame in there, and then you just put a wire cage and a lock on there. And then that way we can only have, we'll either have a key, I'd avoid the combo. Just give a copy of the key to all the coaches, or we can do the rec, and then they will be the responsible ones for the radios. I just say that's such a big investment, just that having there, and it's super simple to do.
Well, let me talk to Rich and see what we can do.
Yeah, because the radios are a high value, easily pocketed.
I just, you know, it's just to spend that amount of more money and then not spend like. $50-$60
yeah.
So securing it.
Any possibility that they're left in the canoes and then approached by?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's probably.
That's a high possibility as well.
Right.
We just don't know.
Right. Well, that's the auditing piece. I mean, so if you're after the practice counting, you know, being sure that they're up. You know, I mean.
Yeah, you know, if we don't do the box thing.
Period of time to have that is that.
I was going to do like a peg thing with the numbers. It's like, okay, there's seven dry bags. There
right.
should be one on each seven pegs. If you don't see one, you know,
right.
it's still on the canoe,
right?
Yeah, but Dwayne, he said the clips are also gone.
The clips
right?
are gone, so we're
going
to have to reduce
yeah.
something there anyway.
So that's why we think some of them got taken out of the...
Right, because the...
Well, who takes the clips?
Right. Yeah,
in
so
the
I mean, if they were in the canoe and then somebody...
Yeah.
I mean, stealing the covers, right, to sleep in... He finds them. He's coming, repeating.
So they
looking
came out
at
of
it,
the shed.
Right?
One cover came out of the shed.
No,
the
one cover did not come out of the shed. It was a morning practice.
No, I know. The other
Mirage cover. I don't know. It just disappeared.
Well, there have been multiple times that I've come and the shed's been unlocked. Like one time, I was at the small boat dock and just walked over here to grab something, and it was unlocked, and the bathroom key of all things was hanging from the lock on the outside of the shed, and that lock was undone. And it was a Saturday morning, so it was really strange.
Went in, used a key to go to the bathroom and didn't lock it up.
It seemed weird. And then one time I was here on a men's practice, and you guys left. Somebody left the lock undone, and it was just dangling there. And so it was left on the combination, so anybody who walked by could just look at it. And now the combination's out. So just
I'm sure that's how it happened.
We just need to be aware.
Here's what I think. I think that is exactly what happened. Some person walked by, saw that, and then came back later multiple times and opened it up and was like, what can I sell? How about these hooks? How about a tow rope? How about a radio? You know.
So we just need to be cautious about not leaving the lock undone without people around to make sure nobody's coming by and
It sounds like to me, and what I'm going to put in the minutes, is that Dwayne is going to change the lock. Only the Steers coaches and board members will be made aware of that combination. And then you're also going to talk to Rich about potentially putting a cage within the shed with a lock that then only Steers coaches and board members will know that combination. And then later, would you let everyone else know the combination to
just
your
shed? I think for now, let's just keep it at, let me talk to Rich.
Okay.
And come up with
Dwayne's
some kind of plan.
So about potentially creating
some
more
secure
lock
thing.
Okay, got it.
So they do have the locks that are like the directional ones. So that you don't have a combination you can look at, right? If you're worried about the combination being revealed because somebody set it and left the lock out, right? Because that's going to happen, right? So somebody especially who's, if they're thieving, right, which is our thought, they're going to know, like, okay, this combination's been changed. I need to go look at it and see what it is.
Well, it's that style of lock.
It's a different style. We're going to do a different style of lock.
Do you have a different style? Yeah.
Different one. The one that Phil recommended. Sorry, old people. It's got the little numbers.
On the bottom.
On the bottom. So it is harder to look at, just like if you're like... The one we got now is like, you can just look at the number, right?
And so you don't have to set the numbers to lock it. So you can open it and then spin the numbers and walk away. And next guy comes and locks it.
You have to spin them.
You assume that you do that. Now, over at the rowing shed, they have a pair of glasses hanging by the lock. I'm just saying.
That's a good idea.
If anybody wants to go to Long or Rite Aid and get some 1.5 and hang right there.
And then those
done.
Okay, so we're going to change the lock. We're going to post it. We're going to talk to Rich about the cage. And then once we have some security, secondary security for the radios, we're going to purchase 4 more radios.
I don't think we can wait for that. We need the radios in bags now.
So this radio is $85.
Yeah. Doesn't have GPS.
No, I know. It does float. We
can talk about that. I mean, those are essentially what I have in the small boats, right? They were $75 even. So do we want to do that instead of GPS radios?
So of the items that I've been missing, is it primarily the most pricey are the radios and dry bags?
Yeah.
Like that's the...
So the GPS ones, how many of those do we have?
Left that work?
Yeah.
Two.
So I think I need for the racing boats.
I think for voyaging, they would be
maybe
really good, right?
But do we voyage? And if we voyage, we could use one.
I'd say if we have two working GPS ones, it's fine. A lot of instances where we've actually had to utilize the GPS in an emergency situation hasn't warranted getting all of them.
The biggest rescue we had in the last 5 years was no GPS. It was radio and they came and found us.
You could get one more GPS and the rest can all be none or something if you want to. Because guaranteed that's the next thing.
I don't want to cut safety measures, but it's a radio communication is the primary.
Yeah.
The likelihood of a boat needing to just send a GPS signal.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I got the GPS ones before was... didn't think they'd be stolen, right? And so it's like, hey, as long as we're investing in this, let's go with a maximum safety factor, right? But now that they're like, well, they only last a year or so, maybe we need to reevaluate that.
I think if it has a stroke, and it floats,
and it works,
then it's, $80, and that's my 2 cents.
Okay.
I'm happy carrying this.
I disagree.
My body.
I think they should have GPSs. I've been out on the coast up here, and if you're using the radio for what it's for, your location is really handy to have.
Well, if you're doing an expedition, we'll have 2 or 3 GPS radios to take.
They are useful on MBS.
You have a situation.
But the 10 radios in the shed to go out on a wreck every day doesn't need a GPS.
And the folks that are doing that sort of thing, Bob, you need your own radio.
You need your own.
Yeah,
they always take our own.
They have practices. You can sit there. Yeah, I'm about 300 yards off of Pleasure Point. I mean, it's...
Well, the Coast Guard, when they, or Harbor Patrol, when they talked to us at the Fed Steers meeting, they said they actually recommended cell phones over radios.
Yeah, that was
not
bogus. Sorry.
Well, no,
that was bogus.
It's not, but it's just, you know, we've been trying to do redundancy a lot.
I would say 3 GPS and 5 regulars is probably fine. If GPS or no, otherwise, when we do the Abbey Run or a Voyage, and we brought, you know, half a grid up, all right, we could take a GPS.
Yeah.
So we'll have them clearly noted on whatever drive back they're in, which is which. Because I wouldn't know
looking
at one radio or the other.
They're the,
which
can,
is GPS
can,
and which isn't.
You can tell.
You can tell.
It doesn't need to be a GPS drive back, it'd be a GPS radio.
Well, that's what I mean, but like, I was thinking a sticker or something on the
right
on that holds the
radio.
Or you can put
because we take them out to dry.
Yeah,
we take them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Next
okay.
Question. Does our club insurance cover
any of this,
like
a
homeowner's?
It's got a deductible, so I can't imagine.
DL would be the one.
You could ask DL, that's a good question.
I got a police report from the harbor to fill out, but they want serial numbers and stuff. It's like, I don't know how to deal with this.
Yeah.
And they said it doesn't really matter if you fill this out, it just makes it an official report, you know?
Probably
then our insurance doubled.
Probably have like $1,000. Yeah, that's the other point. A lot of times you don't report things because it's like the cost of your insurance going up is more. But
well, I'll ask DL just as a question. Okay, good?
No, so I need some numbers. So you said, I'm taking your numbers as gospel. You said 3 GPS radios total, 5 normal radios, right?
Sounds good.
Okay, what about dry bags?
Matching bags.
So 8 dry bags.
Are those yellow ones cheaper?
I don't know.
They're a little more durable. They're not necessarily cheaper. I can look into dry bags again. I began to look last time.
I got the NRS ones. It was all right.
They're fine. They're bigger than I expected. I think we could actually go down in size.
Think so?
What's
the cost of the long ones?
They're long.
About $45.
Yeah, I think one size down. What we can do is try one out because I think I've got an equivalent to one of the smaller sizes, so I can bring it and see.
Okay. I know the clear ones aren't as durable, but I really like the clear ones because we can look right in there and see, is there a radio in there?
Can you, as the equipment manager, just make that decision for all of us, and we don't have to talk about it anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get whatever dry bags I feel like.
Yeah. Go, Dwayne.
Do I need to send a quote or something first? This is going to go over my limit, so...
yeah, we'll just talk about it. And
okay, I'll email you first before I buy stuff, right?
So I
can even put it on the club card, too.
Okay.
So it's about $45 each for the bags?
Yeah. Okay, well, then all the stuff inside
how
of
many?
Them, too.
Eight
total, but we have three still, right?
Three,
I think.
Yeah.
How many did you take? Do you remember?
There's at least three.
There's
three.
Three.
So you're buying five bags, but 8 radios?
Well, we're going to have a total of 8.
Yeah,
so
we still have some radios in the shed.
Okay.
Up to 5 radios, maybe?
Yeah, we have 2 white ones and the Icon right
GPS?
Now.
Yes.
There's
one.
2 left that are GPS.
So you're only buying 1 more GPS.
I believe that's true.
Got it.
And a couple more to make the 5.
All right. Next one is equipment team.
Yeah, okay. So just like one guy's the equipment manager thing does not scale. Okay? That's the thing we use in engineering. Does not scale. There's somebody at Amazon saying that right now because, you know, they work at 5 o'clock and on Sundays. So what that means is we've grown, right? We've grown a lot. We've got twice as many members as we had 4 years ago or so. We've got almost twice as many canoes as when I started taking care of them. One person handling all this doesn't scale up, right? And as I was thinking about this, I think this is true for a lot of things about the club. The numbers are at a point, it's like an inflection point. We're at a certain number where it's like, whoa, the way we used to do things just doesn't scale in a lot of ways. The equipment manager is one of them. So we need to move from the equipment manager to the equipment team. I don't know how to make this work. I'm not really good at team stuff. I'll need your help. But being an engineer, the first thing I thought of was, we need a tool. So I found a bunch of plugins for WordPress that do help desk tickets, right? You guys have all had to do help desk tickets, right? For our IT things, whatever. It's like, I got a problem, blah, blah, blah. It goes into the system, right? Gets handled. Emails get sent, all that stuff. So we have that now. It's on the, it's on our website. I was going to project it, but whatever.
I have my copy.
Yeah, so what we're going to do from now on is if there's any issue, it gets a ticket put into the system. And that happens by getting an email sent, like we're supposed to be doing now, to the equipment manager, right? There's a form on the website. Any problems, click this button, right? Or they can send me an email, whatever. It goes to equipment manager at Rigor Santa Cruz. Currently that forwards to me, right? I sort of do the triage on it. Is this really a problem? Whatever. If it is, I put a ticket in, right? So the tickets, I emailed out the list today for people to take a look at. I got a couple of copies here to hand out.
Do we have a question? We don't fill out the ticket, or you fill out the ticket?
So
we
can do it either way, but I've kind of had a little experience with this before, and if we just let people, the unwashed masses, fill them out, it's kind of a mess. You get double entries, you get things that aren't true, whatever. So I think it works best if it goes to a central point person and they can sort of triage it first. Is this real? Is this a duplicate of something we already have? Blah, blah, blah. And they fill out the ticket. Okay? So that said, there's a new role added to the website. Everybody has a role. A new role is support agent. And you're a support agent. Bob C's a support agent. I'm a support agent.
Matt
is a support agent, right?
And these are this is part of your equipment team.
The current equipment team, which we need to expand somehow. I don't know how we're going to do that. Anyway, you guys are all that role now. So if you log into the website, you see a new thing on the side, tickets, and you can look at the list of all tickets. You can make tickets. You can assign them to each other. Both two people, more than one agents, but it's all just within the agent thing right now. It's not anybody. If you want to, you can add anybody's email to the thing, to the ticket. They will get notifications too. If you want to loop somebody in, right? Like, let's say Yoko is making the cover. She's not a support agent, but you can just add her to the thing, and then all the information that gets put in that ticket, every time an entry is put in, emails go out to those people, right? So we have a list of open tickets, which I'm going to send out every board meeting. I sent it out. There's a couple of copies rotating right now. That's the equipment report from now on. It's not going to be, oh, I did this and I did that. It's just going to be, here's the open list, right? Also, here's the closed list from last time, right? So this is what's outstanding. This is what got done. That's going to be the equipment report from now on.
And that can be in minutes.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how you want to do that. I can certainly add them once you send me minutes. I can just add them to the end. I can email them
to
you.
To review, so
yeah.
I can just add to
them.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
Yes.
So this keeps track of everything. Even when they're closed, they don't go away. They're still in the database. We can go back and look. When was the last time we finished the Yakos on blah, right? We can look it up, right? Anything.
Is there a field in your database that will track the costs as well as the time?
So there, you just type in, like a little email almost, right? You type in whatever you want. So you can say whatever you want. There are additional fields that are more structured so that you can sort on them and stuff, and that's category.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up categories like, you can see on the list, spec canoes, unlimited canoes, small boats, radios, you know, those are the categories. And there's also priority. Right now I just have low, medium, high.
I'm just thinking at the end of the year it can roll up to the final treasurer report. State how much we've spent on different types of equipment.
Well, Teresa can show you that I send her a spreadsheet now every month with everything broken out.
Oh,
yeah.
We have certain categories that we totalize.
So that's a shadow system, or is it part of your ticketing system?
That's a good question. I could duplicate it in the ticketing system, but right now that's a separate spreadsheet.
Whatever to save time.
Yeah.
So
are there any questions on this thing? I should probably go through it physically with the actual equipment team guys at some point so you can see how it works, or maybe you just try it. If you got questions, let me know, something like that.
Well, then, it's great to have this, but then you have to repairing So then the next step is...
How do we physically do these things?
Yes.
Right, so we need more people. So we need to expand the team. I'm listening. Tell me how to do that. I don't know, right? So.
Well, you need to have the people with the right skills.
Right.
That's the first thing. I mean, some of us are not very good with glue and wood.
I'm
sorry.
Sometimes I can do it.
Put it out to the club. There's a lot of retired people. Or, you know, whatever. Just put it out to the club. I need these skills.
I need volunteers. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I need
that's
volunteers
I was thinking,
with these skills.
Yeah. I was going to take those categories and say, here's the categories of things we need help with.
Yes.
Anybody know how to do
yeah.
any of these things?
Yes.
Have a Niyako finishing
yeah.
party.
I think we were talking about having a gathering where you train some of us how to do some of like the repairs on the computers, because I've never gotten that done that way before.
Yeah.
But you go
email.
And
train. Well trained. No, I mean
free food.
Because I'm trainable. I don't
well,
know how to do it, but I'm trainable.
People might have the time that they think, oh, I don't know how to do that. So
yeah.
But
how many more people do you need?
I would say as many as we can get, right? Because not everyone has time. It's like an availability thing.
Well, so Dwayne, why don't you put it out to the club and ask for volunteers and add them as they fit to that team.
Okay.
When the racing season kind of wraps up, that'd be a good
might
time.
Be better.
To
yeah.
arrange for, you know,
I was thinking maybe even
party.
next year doing it, but I think that's a better idea. If Fitness Paddle starts up, maybe I'll put it out then. Right?
Well, also along those lines, when, so it's live now on the website?
The ticketing thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should that be published?
Hey,
if you got a problem, hit this ticket. Or
well,
is that going to be like...
I guess I'll send that out again. I heard that's another one I sent out already a few months back. Hey, you know, you're not reporting problems. Go, here's the link. Go here, click this button.
Because the procedure is still report to you. You're
no change
the
there,
tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did change the form to make it like, here's a big button, right? Push this button, so it wasn't as like...
Well, I don't think you need to wait till race season is over to get that list, maybe until you do major repairs, but you may as well go ahead and ask people if they want to be added to that. Because like right now we need to glue a foot brace in one of the boats. I mean, these things are now need to be done right now.
Yeah. And I mean, just in general, people need reminding. Send another reminder out. Hey, just a reminder, you know, report problems. Here's how you do it. Doing things, just from my viewpoint, doing things once people...
They don't get it.
It's human nature.
As long as we're not spamming them every week.
I'm
mean,
a little
you
worried
doing
about that.
Yeah.
Not another Wayne email.
Trash. Like that,
and
that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so Wayne, do you want to send that email out?
I will do that. And then also part of this team thing, you probably already noticed, I've set up parts boxes in the shed. So it's not like I have all the parts in my garage, right? It's like if you need to fix something, I don't have it 100% yet, but I'm getting there. Everything you need is in there, right? In a bin with a name on it. Parts for cradles, parts for this, parts for that, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's excellent. Thank you.
And with the new lock combo, they won't get stolen.
Anybody wants shims? Hey, man, go for it. You know?
And we need shims.
For the,
yeah, nobody took.
I made.
The
I just cut a whole bunch of them.
No,
so
I mean, foam, big foam used for the trailer.
It's on the list. I just ordered foam. It just came yesterday.
Put in a ticket.
So for the budgeting for the dry bags, one of your ticket items is all dry bags need a quick strap. Do we need to budget for lots of quick straps too? Or we
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, though. I can get those online.
Can you get home with a rope?
Rubbers?
We
have a ton of
rubber,
right?
You get home with
rubber.
Can you get home with rope?
What's that?
Can you get home with rope? If a quick strap breaks on your Yaku, can you replace it with a rope that is in the dry bag and very inexpensive?
Well, you don't want to, but if you had to,
well, that's
yes.
Like, yeah, you could, huh?
Yes.
Nothing's
so then,
quicker than a quick strap.
Yeah, quick strap is fun. That's why it's called quick strap.
Yeah. We could just rig with rope. That would be
well,
a learning opportunity for everyone. It's very beautiful.
Do you have to log in?
For which?
Okay.
All right.
Your,
so the
tickets.
Next, are we...
Wayne, are you done with the equipment team?
I am.
Okay, thank you. So let's go to
you do have to log in,
so,
but I haven't made you an agent. I can do that.
Oh, no, just where you said maybe there's
oh,
a button where
report?
There's an issue.
You don't need to log in.
Okay.
Just go to the resources
and
equipment.
And so I emailed the board about the possibility of offering a scholarship.
Right.
Do you want to make
research or anything?
Well,
they got one.
Right there.
Yes. I mean,
So I asked Teresa, because I know Kat has specifically donated money to specific things, and I was told that that money had been used to pay for the shirts. So what I would like to have
Who told you it had been paid for the shirts?
I thought you had mentioned that her money...
No, what I told you was, you asked how much of Kat's money was left, and I said there actually is no account separate for Katie versus anything. There's no, we only have checking account, savings account. The money is not divided up into pools. We just spend our money, and basically from my reports, we're just logging where did the money come from, where is it getting spent on, just for our own knowledge. So we don't have...
Well, that's why I was wondering, because I know
yeah.
Kat has specifically
so
donated to a program. Lynn has donated money to specific things. So
and when I asked Bob about that, he said, yeah, the money just went in, and that's it, because we know that as the money comes in, it gets spent. So basically, it's Kat has donated money, but we never earmarked it as this is for Keiki, because every year we spend so much on Keiki's, too. We figure it's a wash. So
it's always, the accounting has always worked that way. We have two accounts. We don't separate out money pots to pay
yeah.
for certain things.
And we figure, yeah,
pays for
somebody
everything.
Donates for Keiki's, yeah, we're spending all this amount on Keiki's. So it's not
it's
like
basically
we're getting $1,000 in for Keiki's and we're only spending $5.
So then where I was going with this is because then I asked Ford what the feelings were about offering this family a scholarship. And because it's something that sometimes maybe needs to happen right away, I don't have time for a board meeting to happen or whatever. Is it possible to have a portion of the money that's brought in for Keiki Camp set aside or at least earmarked so that if this situation comes up, I can offer it to a family without having to get a whole consensus or whatever?
I mean, that's budget, right? That's what budget is. So we should have a line item in the budget that says we're budgeting X amount of dollars for scholarship.
Right.
That's how
it's not necessarily the same money. It's just like for the whole organization, can we have this amount for scholarships? Whether or not it's Keiki or other folks that might need help paying their dues, that's the question.
Yeah, but you want the discretion because you're running that program.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing, which I think is appropriate.
Yeah, we could do
there's
that.
Two
discretion.
Questions. Should we set up a scholarship and then who gets to administer it?
Those are the two questions,
and they both need to be addressed.
To me, I feel that a scholarship should be in place because these are potential dabblers for our club.
What's the dollar amount?
What I mentioned in the email was $75 to $100. Because it's $170 for each kid, and so two kids.
Have they been doing the camp for a while? Is this kind of a...
These are new people.
New.
It's another question. So my question is, like, is the camp filled?
No.
Or okay, so this would add to our coffers.
Because most of the kids
because
have gone on to junior racers. So a lot of those now aren't eligible for taking camp because of age. And it's not really an appropriate level of teaching for them.
They moved on.
Yeah, they've moved on. And to me, to not have it available, it's kind of defeating the purpose of why we're having this camp and what we're...
So why is it not available? The question hasn't even been put forth yet. So let's put some parameters around the question. How much do you want? How many scholarships a year? Who would administer it? And then I can't imagine anyone's going to say no.
So are you thinking scholarship as opposed to a quantity discount? If you have two students, then we'll give you a break because that's a lot of money.
I think we should give Kay the discretion. We say, here's how much money we allot. It's her program. Let her say, here's somebody in need, and she doesn't have to come back to the board. I mean, the problem that I heard was she couldn't get this approved because we were going to have a meeting. She wanted to get it done but couldn't get it done in time. So to have some discretion to say, set aside this amount of money, and I'll decide whether or not somebody's needy, and I can administer it, and I don't have to ask everybody. That's what I hear.
And it's not something that I put out saying, we have a scholarship available.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a parent who asked me.
As at your discretion,
right.
Which is,
right.
I'm okay with that, but that's
so
that's
for these
me.
People, did you not give them the discount?
No, so after time had gone by, and I heard from some members, I offered it to her.
I said, go for it. I mean, it's... The camp is 1 week away. It's not full. There's seats. There's people that need a break. Better than not having them at all. I think it's pretty simple. So as a board decision, why don't we set aside a dollar amount for the camp? There's two camps, right? $100 per camp.
That works for me. I mean, I have a family that had four kids in it last year. They didn't ask for any kind of a discount or anything. They were able to afford it.
Okay,
so let's just make a
per session.
So I'm going to make a motion that we add a line to the budget from now going forward, $200 for scholarships for Keiki Camp.
Both each session or
just $200? It's
whatever.
Total
per discretion.
Total.
Which
but,
sessions?
But you have complete discretion to decide how that gets done based on
if it does or does not get used, because some years you may not need it.
Right.
Just like any other budget item.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
there's
a camp leader, and it might not be always be K.
Right.
Yeah, whoever's in charge of the program. Right.
So there's what's the motion, Dwayne?
To add a line to the budget, $200 for Keiki Camp scholarship.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstain? Motion passes.
Thank you.
Anything else with Keiki Camp?
We finished our first session, and starting the next one tomorrow. So I've had to kind of struggle to get volunteers, but there are some helpers that have been very gracious with their time. So it's appreciated. If we have to go with an empty seat.
How many do we have for this coming week?
Seven kids.
Seven kids.
How many last week?
Eight.
What's
they
the
were awesome.
Eight.
Oh, so that's good.
Because if I try and open it more, I can't get enough adults to help.
Right. I know.
Because
the
on Thursdays and Fridays, I try and have at least three adults in to take them out to Cowles and whatever.
Great.
So we have little kids.
But every other day, it's got to be a person running Keiki Camp per canoe. Right now, we have two people running Keiki Camp, so two canoes.
So was it three last year, or did you always have two?
Well, before we had, you had to have two adults in the canoe, we had 10 kids.
Okay.
Then
that's
I had 10 kids.
Right.
With one adult, she and I steered. And so now we have to have two adults per canoe. It limits who's available and
that's
all
awesome.
That. So. So 12 is too hard to manage.
And
yeah,
the kids repeat the second?
Yeah. We did have three, and it was too much.
It was too much, okay.
It was crazy.
Three canoes.
It took us forever to get canoes out, right?
Yeah.
Because we have to take one, go back. Get them to go back.
Have enough adults.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough midweek, 9 to noon or whatever. I mean, that's a tough time frame for most people.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for handling that. Okay. Anything on learning to paddle? Where do you want to go with that?
Oh.
Is it on
no.
the calendar?
No, I don't know.
It's the dates are on the website.
The dates on the website.
Okay,
so
it's on the calendar. Yeah, it's on
so,
the calendar.
So yeah, so I haven't really announced it. I'm going to send out the email to people that I think that may want to help with that. I always do that to make sure I have enough help. And then, the dates are, I guess there's five Saturdays in October and to November.
So what's the starting date?
I don't know what the dates are.
Well,
I don't have them with me. I'll send the email out
to
everybody. Five Saturdays. So the sign-up sheet will go up at the Aloha Festival.
Yeah, we get a lot of sign-ups last year.
Yeah, Phil, that was so helpful. That was amazing that you got all of those things.
Oh, we got to have Rita there. She's super aggressive.
Oh, so.
Understatement.
I'm traveling with her. Oh,
no, sign your name right now.
So was she the one?
It was the two of us are really.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm going
to
get
her. Yeah, no, it's
okay.
It's good to have people at the booth who are used to doing that kind of thing. I do a lot of trade shows.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Teresa see me in action. You got to get super aggressive with people. Trying to sign up Durbin last year, he didn't go for it.
Yeah, I've been watching you do this. I'm like, does he know who he's even talking to?
So we'll, I'll, yeah,
okay,
I've,
so we'll
I'll definitely
that.
Be
does
there.
Does it start after MBX?
Yes.
All right.
So
it's the Saturday after.
How many students do you take?
Yeah. How many
students?
It depends on how many volunteers. So
yeah.
How many? I think we had 12. We had like 12 or 16. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So it always depends on how many people I have to work it. But it's a really good fundraiser, and we get a lot of members from it. We've gotten lots of members, and we've gotten racers from it. It's really fun. So
how many volunteers?
Well, it depends. I have to figure that out. So I need at least two. I'd like to have three per canoe. I'd like to have three paddlers who know what they're doing, and then three students per canoe. That works out the best. Everyone benefits. So that's always my goal, and that's what I send out to the club to see who's available when, and then I try and set up a schedule. So that will be coming out. We'll advertise it at the Aloha Festival, and then we'll put it on Facebook, and then, you know, then just word of mouth, and, you know, we've been getting really good response. It's 100 and, I think it's 150.
150 is what it says on the website.
Yeah, $150.
$150 each, and then they attend each of the five Saturdays?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're confirmed when they pay. They have to pay.
And it's from when? What time?
It's from a quarter to nine, 2 hours to 11. So, yeah, so that'll be on Saturdays in lieu of Fitness Paddle. That was something that was kind of a weird thing. But instead of Fitness Paddle, people can come and help with the Learn to Paddle class.
And do sequels.
And do some sequels.
Exactly.
So after November 11th, then,
no more.
Since you mentioned Fitness Paddle, should we talk about that a little bit? Planning for the winter?
Mm-hmm.
So the steering class is going to happen after that one? Okay.
Well, I don't have exactly, but there's been a huge request
for the steering class again.
Okay.
Maybe we talk about Fitness Paddle later.
Yeah, I mean, put it on the calendar when you're ready.
Yeah, I mean, good to know.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Pam.
Okay. Anything else on Learn Paddle?
Nope.
I'm going to throw in a little 5A right there, right in between 5 and 6. It's not on the agenda because I was at the rec paddle this morning.
5A.
And I'm just going to plant this. We don't have a discussion about it now. You know, it's fine. You can do it. You can table it. But it's a thought. There's so many people that show up for, well, you know the numbers. I don't. It looks like a lot of people show up first time free, you know, learn paddle, first and third.
Today was insane.
Okay, so take that insanity and all these people that are traveling and they Google us and they find this free thing and they go and they do it and they have no interest in us, the club, or anything else and they just go and paddle. My 2 cents, $10. Come paddle, $10. We made $300 today. You know, it's not that big of a deal.
I know that changes kind of the...
I know, it's just a thought. These people show
free
up.
Free in the winter. Charge it in the summertime.
There's a swarm right before Aloha. This group of five showed up.
Okay, so in the past, I want to talk about that. So, because that email came through that four gals are doing the Aloha race and they want to come to the introductory paddle.
Right.
Well,
I'd say no.
Yeah, me too. So, in the past, when people wanted to do that, they would let us know and we would have a separate paddle and they would pay $100 for the canoe.
Yeah, we reserve a canoe.
And
because
that's
they don't
want
to come and all the
yeah,
same
exactly.
canoe. That's not how one paddle works.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know that. I replied because everybody was racing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, nobody replied, so.
Yeah. So
no.
Just
anyway.
Tell them that they can be split up into other canoes.
But you're right. I mean, if you do anything else in the harbor, it is not free.
No,
you do a kayak, you do anything else, and we've been very good about that. But it does create a problem if you say, come paddle us for free, and then you say, oh, except for you, you got to pay $100. That's a problem. It's either going to be charged or not.
$10 ahead, don't it? You want to paddle us?
$10 is pretty cheap.
Yeah, I think
Kihei
so.
For the first time to go paddle in Kihei, it's $20.
Yeah, that's what I paid.
It
is.
Yeah.
There's
no free first time.
Yeah, there's no free first time. And you know what they did? They said, look, this is our fundraiser to raise funds for the people going to sprints, this gym, wherever they were going. And so you can always put it as, hey, we're raising money for whatever. Yeah, you
I
know,
like
we're
that.
Always raising
I like
money
that.
For
maybe we should have a jar or something. It's like, okay, it's your first time, it's still free, but donation.
No.
No. And,
you know, $10
is
$10
not
ahead. That's
not.
And
what's the problem with doing that? You're on rec all the time. I mean,
I have no problem. I always wanted to do that, but I always got voted down. So that's fine with me.
Now you have a friendly board.
Because I did it once. I was helping out, and there were some great people in my boat, and they were travelers.
Yeah, they're never.
They looked at
us
like,
yeah.
And
today,
I got there at 11, and this little family came up to me and was like, well, we're just turning our paddles back in because we've been waiting on the dock and they said they're coming back and they never came back. And they had this strong accent. They were I'm assuming
I know
that
who
they
it was.
Were travelers.
I know.
And that's nice.
They're
but
not
we're
travelers.
Not, we're not the tour.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not in the tourism industry. I mean, you know,
no.
Come on. We have resources to pay for $10. I don't know.
Well, it's like signing up for a mountain bike ride up
what's
the nice sea marks. You know,
20.
20.
20.
So, okay.
So
I
have
to
just
so
get
super easy to put it on the website. Done.
Yeah.
Change it instead of the first.
And I think it's
yeah.
more of an issue in the summer right now.
In the summer.
In the summer, people are here. It's a tourist area, right?
It's gonna make $500 a month all summer.
This is the first time it's really been like crazy insane.
Well, people it's all this, you know, our people are getting to know us and we've got a bigger
a great marketing team.
And
how many
okay, now how many people were there roughly? First time, 20?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think Facebook said it was 30 something.
We are not getting a surge of rec passers signing up from this. Maybe one or two every now and again, but certainly no surge.
No.
They should
we
charge
may as well get there at $10.
Okay.
I think before we make a decision, though, we need to
talk to Lynn.
Yeah, because that's her program, right? And say, look, this is what we're thinking of doing.
But it's kind of run by the board.
It's definitely
I know,
run
but
by the
it as a courtesy,
so.
I mean, I wouldn't want, if I was running a program, somebody to just say, oh, we made a decision and we, you know, let's at least tell her what we're thinking and
well, that's
get some feedback.
Now,
yeah.
now
yeah.
you're responsible
yeah.
for collecting money from people and having more people.
I think
consulting with her is a good idea.
I'd say I agree that we make a board decision to go ahead and move forward
what's
with it upon Lynn's,
yeah.
Lynn's approval.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody wants to contact Lynn, you can put it into action, put it on the website. If there is an issue, then we can address it at the next board meeting. But at least we don't have to wait until another board meeting to address it based on what Lynn, if she
sounds good.
Thumbs up with it.
And
so
I know.
If they fill out their waiver, they can hand you their $10.
Yeah.
Some of the current business cards.
Those will become very valuable.
You can still use them if you hand it out to someone.
Only for you, it's free, but everybody else has to pay.
They have to bring it. So then it's going to be $10 for like New Person's Day?
Yeah, first and third.
First and third is $10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else is drop-in.
Everything else is drop-in.
And you get one time at $10.
Right.
How about even...
next time it's 20.
Next time it's 20. Or join.
How about even not say $10, but say minimum donation $10?
No.
So if they want to
$10.
No, $10.
If donation legally, then
you
don't have
you can't.
To.
Oh, no.
Well, but can we charge?
Everything
can
donation.
You just say $10
fee.
We charge anyway for drop-in.
Yeah,
we charge for everybody's dues.
So it's not a fee? It's
not
a fee.
Donation.
Not a donation.
It's
so
a fee. It's not
a
donation.
Yeah.
So it's a drop-in. It's a drop-in fee for $10?
Yes.
First time.
No,
the
first time. Because it's $20 to drop it. And so one thing I need to clarify, I actually read the website before I came, because we got a paddler today who wants to join, and then this was the second time he put in $10, and then Callie asked me a question. She said, oh, well, so he wants to join us, well, he can go on the website, he goes, and she said, well, so the drop-in money that he gave goes towards
no.
dues.
We don't do that anymore.
And
I
said, yes, and then I read it, I go, uh-oh,
no.
yes.
Yeah,
so
we used to do that, and then we decided not to do that.
What about the $150 for Learn Paddle? How does that apply?
Oh, that does, you get a discount or something.
You get a discount. So how we set that up, we can change it, is that $150... And then you get a $30 discount on your membership if you sign up like at the end of the class.
Okay.
So you get to paddle for free at the end of the year, and
yep.
then you have the whole next year. So
yep.
you get a $30 discount. So
okay, that's cool.
As a, you know, motivating.
So let's have a motion. So I like how Dave phrased it. What was that?
I'm gonna send Lynn a text
mm-hmm.
to get her buy-in right now.
Sure.
That we're discussing a first-time paddle fee of $10, and would you be okay with that? And then the drop-in fee after that is $20. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Same
mm-hmm.
as ever. Yeah, no change.
And you know what we could do? Since we don't have a corporate Venmo, and a lot of people can just bing Venmo is so slick. We could use my Venmo if people want to do that. $10 for the boom boom next.
I'll set up the title of the Porsche.
He's got a vacation.
That could be
association condo.
I put so much money into my Venmo.
Why can't we set one up?
We can only. So I looked into it. Venmo, you have to have a cell phone number attached to it that accepts cash. You cannot use the same phone number for two accounts. So if we did it, I could not have a personal Venmo. So basically, I told Ty, we need to kind of either I never have a personal one, or I have a OSC one, and then if I want a personal one, we'll just get rid of that one.
We can use mine for Sunday mornings for the $10, and that's fine.
Or I can create the OSC one, and if ever I really need Venmo, I'll just say, screw you guys.
That was the
only thing.
Just do PayPal, and you know.
So once you decide to do that, once you come over that hump, if you do that.
Then OSC can buy me a cell phone with a text, and
a
that
radio.
Number can...
All right, so you're on. I still want to do this vote and move forward.
Yeah, what's the motion?
And I don't believe we actually. I don't want it to be pending Lynn's approval. I would like to have her blessing.
Okay.
So,
motion. I make a motion to start charging the first and third, first pilers, $10. Starting effective today.
Second.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. You have a text out to Lynn, and so, you know, I can talk to her, Pam, if you want
to
connect with
her. I'll call her.
There's got to be some logistics in handling that, and that goes for the $20. I would assume people drop in without paying $22. There's got to be a little bit more of an enforcer there.
We need our money. We need money.
That one's logistically hard to do.
So, yeah, logistically, is this difficult for the rec coaches that are... hurting all of these paddlers.
It's the honor system. If somebody shows up and slips into a canoe, you know what?
The and they all gather to talk, right?
They all have
to
sign in.
The sign-in sheet actually does have a box for OSC member or not. So in theory, anybody checking that box owes us either 10 or 20.
Right.
The worst case is that they're going to lie and say it's the first time and short is $10.
I mean, you could do it the way you mentioned, you know, in Kihei when I went and did a paddle there. And it was like, you know, it was like a line. First come, first serve. They had a guy with a table. He was signing people up and taking their money. And then they got their name checked off. And then they got into a crew.
If it's whale season,
it's not that complicated. I'm just saying that there's, you know, it should be relatively easy to organize.
It'll be fine.
Okay,
motion passes.
One issue around the liability piece for the member, non-member. And you have to be a member to be covered for the NCOCA insurance policy.
You have to sign a waiver whether you're a first-time paddler and never come back.
Yeah.
So we do it now anyway,
we
charge them or not.
I mean, we can talk to DL about that.
Before anybody gets to DL about it.
Yeah. We're doing it now, whether we charge, I don't think it's relevant for the insurance, for the liability.
Yeah, because basically when you're into somebody's insurance, they sign a waiver, whether they ever come back again or not.
Right, but it's for, it's the wording of it's kind of funny, because it's for Outrigger Santa Cruz, and I was always a little bit tenuous about the specifics of the coverage, and I think you have to be a member of the club to be covered under their...
No.
Yeah.
Because they have guest paddlers, like yesterday they had guest paddlers from Hawaii. All those guest paddlers had to sign an NCOCA waiver.
Right.
And they're not officiating with any...
But you're getting money for it, so it's...
That's okay.
It changes it.
Well, the motion has passed. Bob, thanks for taking up that issue. If you would like to pursue that a little bit more with both DL and our legal team to find out if it's something we should...
You're being paid for it. It's different than in the club.
Did you volunteer for doing that?
Yeah, I did. I wrote up something.
You're a peach. You are a peach. Okay, 5A is done. Now we're on to 6. Aloha Festival. Do we need to do anything there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, what do we
need? So, the Aloha Festival. So we have the two booths, is that correct?
Yes.
One of them has coconuts.
Yes.
Somebody has to get the coconuts. Bob always used to get the coconuts.
If they fit in my car, I'll go pick them up.
No.
I don't know if 15 cases would fit in my car.
Where do you pick them up?
Ranch 99.
Where's that?
Over the hill.
Cupertino?
Yeah.
How far in advance? Are they fresh? Are they frozen?
You need to pick it up like that. A couple of days before.
Yeah.
Because Cat kept them in a warm place and they
I'll get the coconuts.
We'll get the coupons.
Get the coupons too.
I'll talk to Pam.
Okay, or I'll go with you too. I love the one where they shop anyway.
Great. So we got that covered.
Okay. All right. So that's
good.
But that's got to be a day or two before, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine.
They have
and
to
kept
ordered.
In a cool place.
I'll give you the phone number.
Great.
You can call
so
and
cool.
We'll talk.
Order.
Got that covered.
Okay. So we got the coconuts.
So that's in a couple weeks. So yeah.
So the shave ice stuff. Where is everything? Do you have everything?
I have everything. The shave. Ice is a rental.
Yes.
That's a rental.
Machine,
we rent
right.
that.
The machine.
But I have all the
syrups, cups, straws.
Hold on. Who's getting the machine? Either Pam or I can get it to the west side.
Of us
Well, now straws are no longer allowed in the city of Santa Cruz,
yes.
right?
No,
so what
straws.
Are we
going to
use?
So we need to figure that one out.
No, plastic straws
plastic.
Or no straws?
No
plastic.
Plastic.
We
plastic.
Can get
so
paper straws.
Straws.
Or bamboo or what?
Paper.
Metal, stainless steel. We could go high class.
Glass. So do you have to reserve the machine and then
yes.
pick it up and you guys are going to take care of it?
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
So paper straws.
Straws.
So who's in charge of the straws? You got to change the
I
straws.
Need to check what I have
right.
in
okay.
storage. There was some sign that somebody made that was very nice, but it was made in crayon, I think. And I think we need an out. We don't have a banner. I'm going to just have
yeah.
one made.
I thought
Outrigger
we were
Santa
make one last
yeah.
year.
Yeah,
she's so
yeah. Well, we have a few different. We had the Learn to Paddle class back.
I'm going to have a vinyl.
That is vinyl. Is it, oh, maybe it's
I don't have
vinyl.
That. I don't know where.
The one Leona made was a fabric one.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
But we need one that's maybe got the logo, actual logo on it, be a little bit more to go in the booth. So.
You go, marketing team. You go.
Let's just get one of those.
Let's
yeah.
get one.
Okay.
It's I'll take care of it.
That
yeah.
won't have to be updated every year. It's just
right.
going to be standard, right?
Yeah.
Like
it's a vinyl logo. It's got four eyelets on it. We can string it to the back, and we can use it for all sorts of stuff.
Okay, but we need the
front
paddle banner, too.
Yeah, what is that? Let me check what I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What
so, Phil is on the banners.
Okay.
Learn to Paddle and
okay.
logo.
All right, so straws, so syrups, we got to see syrups.
I don't know what's in up there. I got to inventory everything. It's all been
okay,
in storage since
so
last year.
So we need to know all
okay,
of
take
that.
A look.
If we need any syrups, you know, Judy, Santitos usually, you know, she can get stuff.
I'll take everything down and let you know.
So
I'll report back what we have.
How about volunteers?
It should be down. That stuff should be downstairs in the air-conditioned space. So.
Okay. So the stuff, so the shave eyes, okay, that's, we have the signs. Then we're going to have, I don't know, what are we selling in the booth?
Well, Rita's, I haven't talked to her, I'm assuming Rita's.
The inventory that she wants to move.
Okay, so the inventory is going in the booth.
So one booth is shave ice and one booth is club store. Is that right?
Shave ice and coconuts is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, you know, well,
one is
there.
A sticky booth and one is the dry booth.
Okay.
And there's a special tool to open the coconut.
Oh, Jack.
Ruthie
okay.
has
which Ruthie has,
Ruthie
which
has
we absolutely
yeah.
need to have.
Okay, so we'll set up a sign up for setting up, so it's important to set up in the morning. You know, I don't know what they're providing again. Teresa, if you can contact the city of Santa Cruz. And ask them, you know, I don't know if they're providing anything from providing the pop-ups.
Last year they provided a
yeah.
couple tables, I think.
No, they
the
provided the tents, too. We didn't use our
well,
own
it's
so
all part of the registration. You check the box what you want.
Yeah, did we do that? Did someone do this already?
Did you send in the registration?
Teresa sent in the registration. Did you send the forms?
You forwarded forms and stuff, but I...
You didn't fill them out?
She wasn't told to.
This
no,
was
I told
this was when I was dealing with the abatement stuff, and I didn't know.
It's fine.
Well, you sent it to both me and Ty, and I had no idea what the form was for, because I've been to the
you can do
one
it
hour
now.
The
form.
Festival.
There's
okay.
always room. Okay, all right. It's fine.
So tomorrow, who's going to do the form? Yeah?
I will call, well,
just
we have
go to
sure.
the office on
okay.
whatever.
Yeah, I know where
next
okay.
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 So then get the ask them to do the canopy.
So
like
I never paid
year.
for the booths.
No, I thought somebody was going to ask me for a check when you sent the form to the two of us, because that was not, I know nothing about the Aloha Festival, unfortunately, because I've never, I went to an hour of it 2 years ago. So
okay.
when was that email?
This was like over a month ago.
This was before, this was when I was doing the abatement.
You
this was before I was going to vacation.
I
remember seeing it, and I remember going, okay, whatever,
do
I'm doing the IRS stuff right now.
Anyway, long and short of it, hasn't been done, so you're going to look at that tomorrow.
I have to look at that
right.
tomorrow to see if we have a booth.
Right.
That's the long and short. Okay.
Let's do that.
sign up for
yeah.
people that will deliver the stuff, you know, put the pop-ups, set up the tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
same sign up we had last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm staring
so
at
it. So you're just going to put that on the website, Wayne?
Yep.
Okay.
Do that after tomorrow.
Put the date on it.
After
okay.
More spaces better. For the Shave Ice Coconut booth.
Yeah.
How many spaces?
Really need we need a lot of help.
The other booth doesn't really need any.
How many spaces do you want?
Depends on how long people
want.
You're just going to put the Live Like Jade canoe there, like I wanted last year,
you
right in that sandbox.
If somebody confirms that we can put it there, I will get it there.
Wheel it all the way down the wharf?
Paddle it over?
No, I can make that turn off the trailer. It's super easy, but I just need somebody else to deal with getting confirmation. I don't want to put a canoe there and all of a sudden some guy go, you got to move that thing.
2 o'clock.
But if you want to take that on, I will deliver it.
I'll check it.
So how about,
okay.
Do we also provide, do we provide canoes for the event?
Yeah, 3 or 4.
And that's on the
sign up
too.
And
we'll yeah.
also have sign ups for that. We
uh-huh.
can steer people for
yep.
those canoes.
Yep, it's all there. Yeah.
And Linda will tell us. She usually, she should actually tell us this week.
Right, and the other thing
yeah,
is,
sure, yeah.
so Hupalo gives us a donation from the for the strokers and the steers people. And I know Bob has had to contact her to remind her of that, so you may have to do that if we don't get a check.
But it's after the fact.
Yes.
Okay, so...
We don't charge them for the canoes?
No.
No.
They give
no,
us
they
a donation.
They give us
money.
A donation.
Okay.
We're
yeah.
letting us use the canoes, yeah.
Okay, so I
yeah.
think...
Well,
I think
Debbie's
their treasurer, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
for helping with the whole event.
Yes.
It's not
yeah.
just
yeah.
the canoes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And they also give us verbal acknowledgement.
They make a lot of money and we make shaved ice.
Exactly.
And t-shirts.
And we get
yeah.
a little kickback.
Yeah, I think last year we made $800.
It's good.
It's
good.
It's
good PR.
It's good PR. It's not the money.
All right.
15 members for 10 hours, $800.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay. Yeah,
anything
process.
Else on that, Pam? So that's great. I'm glad we had a discussion. So we're going to see if we can sign up.
Okay, so just as a follow-up, Pam is going to go make sure the registration's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a check from... No, you can reimburse me later. I just need to make sure
okay.
we have
booths.
Two booths and whatever. Right, okay.
Whatever.
And Dwayne's going to put up the sign-up. And will it be announced to the club? Someone sending an email.
So once we have the booth, then the sign up will be created.
Yeah.
Sign up's created, it's the same from last year.
Yeah.
So as soon as you say go, I just
yeah.
put the date on it and it shows up.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you'll announce it, huh?
No, you'll announce it to the booth. To the club. All right.
Can I add a 6A?
Okay.
Being with Aloha Festival, the Pika is usually the same weekend as Round the Rock, but this year it's this coming weekend, the 11th and 12th, I think it is. So if people are available to help, Hupalo has a booth there, and COCO also has a booth. Hupalo could use help with their booth.
So Yoko and I talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
We didn't want to put it out to anyone yet because we weren't sure what our plans were for Saturday practice. And Yoko's down for not only first asking Linda if she wants volunteers.
She does need help.
And then putting it out to at least the women racers, we are going to do that.
It's
so I haven't talked to Linda yet about it specifically, but
we got.
We do need that she
yeah.
has expressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coco
so,
got it.
Leslie, do you want to send a note to our team SNAP
sure.
to do that to
sure.
get folks? And we need to know how does Linda want us to volunteer? Does she have a sign up? Does she what hours, what days, what need
okay.
there is, so that it's specific?
Okay.
Great. Coach's Corner?
Awesome race Saturday. Lots of medals all around people's neck, so it was really good. And then I'll let Kim. Is there anything Friday 17th going on?
Like?
No, I know. But I want to make sure there's no other organized event. So on Friday, we're setting up to do the women's volleyball. It's about $800 to... help offset, well not help outside, but put the money in for what we slated for.
Creamsicle.
Nothing going on 17th. Nothing's going on
17th. And he's taking care of all the like getting securing paddlers and stuff like that. Tomorrow, I'll be there, Kim and Leslie, so if you can let the women know, the trailer, so as I said in the email, I'll have to offload and rig all three canoes, but I'll also be there, and I want to run over, if you guys are okay, team training with the paddlers for the women and go over a couple things, so.
Can I just ask about the 17th, how many canoes you'll be using? Cause
I have to find out, but
okay.
I believe there is, yeah, let me find out.
Okay.
So did you say that we will earn $800?
Yeah,
$800
for
okay.
Okay.
We're not paying.
No,
okay.
We will get $800.
And
it's
a,
okay.
Is this a new one, or one
early
on
the day? Because he paid for some.
Let me find out.
Okay.
So we're providing canoes for this event that has to do with volleyball?
Yeah, it's was put in there as far as the budget for bringing in money to offset the TV canoe.
Okay.
Do you know if it's
it's Mike's volleyball.
Was that?
It would
be around 4 or 5 p.m.
And do you need toddlers?
He's already contacted a bunch, so
okay.
If we do, we'll put it out there.
All right, so tomorrow, offload, and then you're going to announce that and also talk with us about...
Yeah, the logistics.
There's some logistics. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have anything on the race? So I have a point I want to make, but...
No, you go.
Okay, and then when you're done, I just...
No, go for it.
Oh, so we had sprints while we did, yeah, and I just wanted to share that we, for the June 30th sprints, we had like a dozen juniors attend, 20 women, 6 men. We put in 43 plus crews in OC1. We entered into over 43 events. So that was a great showing. And then on the 7th, similar situation, some of those people combined also with COCA, so there was a lot of sprint paddling. We had 9 people attend the World Sprints in Tahiti for 11 days.
Wow.
And not only did we paddle, but we were able to paddle with, you know, world-class paddlers. We were able to attend lectures by coaches from around the world. We were able to sit in some crews. In November, we'll be blessed to have a Tahitian coach come here that's been here before and helped with the women. She'll probably come for a couple of days.
In
so
Zealand.
Possibly one
from New Zealand too.
Her hospitality towards me, Amy Treadwell, Maria, was beyond thorough. So anyway, she's coming to stay, and she is willing to come. So we have that to look forward to.
Right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share that one of the cool things, here we are in Tahiti, and you know, it's the Olympics, right? So they're just announcing heats and quarterfinals. And you hear, California, Santa Cruz, on the line. Instead of calling us POCA, they often said California, Santa Cruz.
Awesome.
So Santa Cruz was on the map.
Very cool.
Yeah. So
it
was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I just want to share that.
Fun. That's great.
And if people have any opportunities to go to World Sprints, I mean, I know it'll be different from wherever it is, you know, in 2 years it's in Hilo, but in Tahiti, the people were just, that was my highlight. They're so welcoming and warm and gracious, even though there was different language than what we were used to speaking, we still managed to communicate somehow.
And Tita's husband is a canoe builder, so he builds all these dogs. So it would be great for all of us to pick brains.
And they're for sale right now for $8,500. So something to consider.
So Leslie, can at Lennox, when you have the information, can we get more information about when she'll be here and what
Holder
days
and I
want to work with the women's group? And
yeah,
this
and
is
Rita,
the first I've heard of it.
Rita
yes.
And Barbara are also talking with Coach from New Zealand, who may be over here after Molokai. He's going to do a training as well, so they can talk to you.
Amy Holder on the way to the conference.
Yeah.
Great.
Great. Oh yeah, so I just wanted to share some with you guys because it makes me appreciate the paddlers that we do and the aloha and the stoke. So I had a paddler come out and he basically just ripped me a new one after, and it was just interesting because he went into this whole thing. I've been paddling since I was 12, Catalina this, Southern California. I hold 17 records. So when you ask me to drop everything and drive 160 miles, which I didn't, and spend $60 in fuel and did it, I had expectations to be tested for the top boat, which I would never tell somebody you're going to be tested for the top boat. However, after seeing about what you're about, you are so rude and disrespectful to call me to test out for your top boat twice rather than put me in and see how we blend. You ran five guys. I have five young guys. This guy's 50 years old. But basically, he said, yeah, you're an asshole. He literally wrote that in there. And then the text he sent me back, it texted you well in advance that I was coming. You ran five guys. More important is that you are hoarding the sport, running five guys, not share the field with the guys in your club. So yeah, you left a 30-year elite paddler on the beach, someone who has a lot to offer and could have helped enhance the club. Blah, blah, blah. If you're selfish and never fully understand outrigger paddling, it's a sport about giving more to the boat than you give to yourself. Running five every night is selfishness.
Is this a member?
This is not a member. He came out, tried it out. He basically texted me and goes, yeah, I heard how well you guys did in Southern California and how well you're doing in Northern California. La-di-da, he came out. He said, I left him on the beach, upon which we actually had 13 signed up. I had told them hours in advance that basically I am sitting out so we can get these two crews on. I don't have a seat for you because you're not a paid member. Oh, no worries. I will come by and say hi. Anyways, I told Ty, find me dead somewhere. That's the reason.
Oh, you won't be dead.
But yeah, it was just things like that are kind of interesting because it makes me appreciate
that text.
Yeah, don't even reply. That was
wow.
I wouldn't even reply to that.
Yeah, it's tough, but it makes me appreciate the aloha and the ohana that this club has. So things like that, just, you know.
I suggested the paddle with Rhett. So we're walking to the ramp, and he was in my canoe, and I'm like, "Oh, you've paddled this before?" He's like, "Yeah, I've paddled before." And I go, "Did you join?" He's like, "Oh no, I'm not joining. I'm just a guest paddler. I'm just here checking out the club." And I was saying, "Well, we don't really have a guest paddler program." He said, "Well, you really need to join." I said, "Or you can paddle on wreck. On Sundays is a drop in." Just kind of left it at that. We went paddling. And then this story came out afterwards. So he's this big, world-class elite paddler. I'm like, dude, just go paddle with the wreck. You don't have to worry about it. And so then he fired off on Dave.
Ever someone talked about
him?
He
was a very strong paddler. He's probably 250 pounds. He's a very large guy. Very
okay.
Strong, but I mean, and he was expecting to be in the elite crew.
That's...
And Dave's like, yeah, you're not going to be a good fit for the club.
I was very, very professional. I said, yeah, sorry it didn't work out. And I was like, there was no miscommunication. But if there was any miscommunication, apologize for that. But, this is the protocol that we have, as far as coming out, trying it, then joining, and then time trialing and doing all this stuff. And then eventually I just got to the point where this is going nowhere. So I just said, yeah. And he said, I'm never, ever going to paddle with you guys again. I go, well, sounds like it's not a good fit.
I wish you
the best of luck.
Is he in this area?
No, he's actually lives in Pismo, but works up in San Francisco.
Okay.
He has other
options.
We're afraid he's going to show up on Thursday, though.
How do we... I've talked to him. I mean, how do we set expectations with people? You're right. Like, come paddle with us, try it out, but then you need to join.
Yeah.
Like, that was like...
No, I'm not joining. I'm a guest.
Well, then don't...
Like,
then
what?
You know? Then,
wrong guy who wants to judge
right?
Tim.
If you're not going to join up, it gets back to what we said earlier about rec paddle. If we're going to charge people for rec paddle, somebody comes out there and tries, hey, this is great. Okay, next time, join up.
Yeah.
If you're going to be on team staff, join up. If I'm going to invite you out, join up. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
People got to pay their dues because it's not just
special. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just and then
that's
then we raced on Saturday, and I think there's so much more positive in our club than that. But you get that, like in our business room, in real estate, you get beat up a lot of times. Like, okay, you're stoked. So you bounced right back, I'm sure.
Yeah, after I locked the doors and put security.
that's just I just can't even get my head around that. That's just
Kim. Yes.
I just have a quick report on the racer side. So I've come back to help finish off the season for long distance, and we had a great time yesterday. Everything was great. And generally, I feel the same way. We have this positive club, but every now and then we have difficulty with individual paddlers. And I'm wondering how, I'm not sure what the protocol is. I'm not sure what the steps are to handle some of these individuals that are difficult. And unfortunately, that's where we spend a lot of energy versus the larger group. I should spend more time on that than trying to deal with the difficult paddlers. So my question to all of you is, is it a direct communication between me and Yoko and that person, or do I bring it to Dave first? Do I bring up the code of conduct? Like, how do I do this?
So address it with the paddler. If you can't resolve whatever issues in play, then come to me, and then I will work to resolve it. If I can't resolve it in such a way, we've gone through this before, certain paddlers, then I come to the board with the issue, and then as a board, we vote based on, because whatever
reason. There's just so much negativity and incessant complaining. It's undermining, the good vibes and aloha that I've been trying to cultivate this whole year,
mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I'm sorry, Kim.
I'm done.
If you and Yoko have run the course of the communication,
mm-hmm.
don't keep beating yourself over it.
And
take it to the head coach. Go from there.
It's all that little behind the scenes whispering, bickering
mm-hmm.
that we've seen over the years that we've really tried to nip in the bud this year. And it just rears its ugly head.
So how do you, Pam and I had to do this with Jeannie one time with the power.
Right.
And we just got out the code of conduct, and we just went through it, and we weren't abiding by it, we weren't, and they had to leave. And
I would hate that to come to
yes,
that.
And that's right. And that's the hard part. Do you think that we like doing that?
No.
I've gotten the car and cried.
Kim,
right,
I
so
can
I'll
get
just
involved too, just like with that whole thing with that paddler that joined us this year, without saying names, but
yes.
I think she's fit in as far as I've heard. But
yes.
Anyway, it took a lot of intervention at the beginning to get that to go. And then, so the protocol is you and Yoko and the paddler, then it's Dave,
okay.
Then it's the board, or I can help step in there too before a board is a vote.
Right. That's kind of last.
That's totally last.
Last, if there's.
We've only done that once.
Yeah.
Since I've been here.
Okay.
A couple of times.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So let me do this.
That, so
Monday. Let me just address that in general.
As
and
in a group, we'll
in a group.
There.
And
really
what you can do is you can let me know if those people are there, so I can know if they're hearing the message.
Okay.
And if they hear the message, and then we can go, okay, let's see what happens after that.
Yeah.
And if there's still an issue, then we can go ahead and I can move forward with actually talking with those individuals.
Okay.
But let's start it that way, stepwise.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I mean, we had a great time yesterday.
And what about the Davenport run?
Oh, yeah, do we want to report on that?
I think we're time-wise, but
yeah,
it was epic.
That was epic. It was fun.
Was
not really a board topic. Anything else on coaches, Kim, Dave?
No.
Leslie, you wanted to just mention that event.
Oh, so the Polynesian Boy Jean Society, of which Dwayne is a member, he found out that, actually launched a couple of days ago, that Ikeana Leah's started its voyage from Hawaii to, they'll be landing in San Francisco in September. And
in a canoe?
It's one of those large sailing canoes,
wow.
Right?
They've come before. The Pukalea came before. It's a huge cultural thing.
Yeah.
And so Dwayne reached out to them and said, because they're going to San Francisco, then Half Moon Bay, working their way down to San Diego. He said, come to Santa Cruz.
I volunteered you all without your permission.
So anyhow, it's been put out there, whether it happens or not. Mike Kumu actually is also very involved in other musicians and dancers. So there's a possibility that we might be hosting.
What about?
We don't know. They have to get back
mid-September.
To us. Yeah. And actually, they haven't left yet because of weather.
Okay. Anyway, it's a huge, beautiful cultural event in our community.
Yeah. Well, keep an eye on that. Keep us posted.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, organize an event around it. It'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
$10 and take people out. Maybe
10.
This guy's gonna be the front of the harbor. Whoa, you can't come in. It's like,
so I mean, it would involve like a greeting, a paddle, like
yeah.
Jack O'Neill's paddle out, because
yeah.
Kuma's contact, Kuma used to be part of Jack O'Neill's organization.
Cool.
So, you know, be part of the community. Her brother in law is Don Kinnaman, so the harbor would, you know, it could
nice.
Be glorious.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for reaching out. Okay, any other comments, considerations?
I want to say, hearing what the coaches had to say, all the, okay, sorry, the crap they put up with, they're doing an awesome job and shouldn't
yes.
have to put up with it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you know, you guys
it's
are so fair and do so much work. I just, you know, to me, it's
right.
just, it's a shame that people beat up on you or complain. I have no complaints. I think you do.
I don't really have any patience about it.
It's definitely a minority.
I know, but
it's
personal and you have to deal with it, and it can be hurtful because people like to complain and bitch and moan and
yeah.
I'm better.
And they appreciate you guys,
you know,
like you. So.
Just don't, you know.
You do what your coach tells you to do. That's it, period.
Shut up and paddle.
I know.
All right, you know, Dwayne has this great line that you use with the gate. You probably just remember.
I totally remember.
if
you're standing
gonna,
around, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Standing around, you're doing it wrong.
I have another one, which is, you know what? If you're not having fun, why don't you leave? Because if you're not having fun doing this, why are you here? Why are you here, right?
We're not professional athletes.
No,
yeah,
that's
the,
it. I mean, we want to be competitive, but if you're not having fun, then go do something else. Cause
I mean, Wilson's got it. Wilson always says,
Wilson's got a great attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be
Wilson.
Here.
They
he's
just
got,
bought a
sailboat.
They're going to take off pretty soon, probably.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, everybody.
Next
great
meeting.
Meeting
is September.
And, September 9th.
So,
cool.
I'm going to be here, Catalina.
Catalina.
So, Kim and I probably won't be. So, I don't know if you still want to have it, but no treasurer's report? Or
the weekend after.
We can do
the
weekend after we're in
Honolulu.
Oh.
We could do it the 22nd.
September
23rd.
23rd, sorry.
Is that Molokai?
Yeah,
that's
So let's call it the 23rd then.
Okay.
Great, thanks. And these minutes are just about done. You guys will have it in your inbox.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned. You have to vote on that?
Yes.
You have to make a motion.
I motion to
second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Meeting adjourned.